It's just after 5:30 on day 9. Excuse me. Not having much fun at the moment. I've got 20k to go to Atherton, which is my finish point for today, and I'm booked into a motel there, which is good. However, Mareeba, which is the last town I passed through about 15k ago to Atherton, is pretty much uphill the whole way, and I've just had 15k of continuous climbing on road that's been newly made, so it was very rough and tarry, very rolling resistant to my wheels, and I'm in the peak hour Atherton tableland traffic, so it's whizzing past all the time. And before the road works, the road was so narrow there was no verge, so there were a lot of cars and trucks going very close to my right elbow, which is still throbbing from my falls. However, I had thought at one point of stopping in Mareeba, and that would have made the start for tomorrow quite a tough one. Have to do this first, so although I'm not enjoying it at the moment, I'll be glad when I'm there. Two other reasons why I'm not enjoying it. One is I've got bad chafing for the first time on the trip. So I'm not enjoying sitting down. I can't wait to get my knicks off tonight. And my right knee is quite sore. That's my bad knee. So I can do about it. I'm not taking any anti-inflammatories yet, but I'm thinking about it. Since this morning, I went into Cairns. After Innisfail, where I had breakfast, lined up through Bibinda into really pretty rainforest, tropical countryside. Tall mountains around Bartle Frere, the tallest mountain in Queensland, shrouded in mist. Really green jungle draped down the sides, and then in the valleys, sugar cane and banana crops. Queenslander style houses. These are built up on stilts with great big verandas running right around them. Palm trees, everything. Looks like there's nothing that doesn't grow around there, and it's very pretty. And the trip was made better by the fact that I had a tailwind, even though it was a climb, so I was able to maintain a good pace through the whole trip. From there, I descended down into Gordon Vale and then Cairns, which is a very large city, capital of far north Queensland, and called my cousin Phil as I approached town, saying that I was the only going through the middle and near the airport, where I know he works, in an hour, and if he was there and interested in popping out for a spot of lunch, that'd be good. Nah, I didn't get him straight away, but he called me back shortly after and said he'd like to do that. And then on the way through, I called into the Trinity cycle shop, and Oliver, the helpful proprietor there, sold me another Schwalbe tyre, so that I've now got a spare to see me through until Mount Isa, where I'm getting a replacement tyre sent by Sharon, and I'll pick that up on Saturday. It's Tuesday today. So after the bike shop, I went and met my cousin Phil in a beachfront park, and had a sub there, and a nice little chat for half an hour, looking over the beach in Cairns. It's quite a pretty place. And then I set off for what I knew would be a tough afternoon. From the centre of Cairns, you go north a bit, and then I essentially turn left and climb up the Kuranda Range to get to the little village of Kuranda. There's a bridge there across the Barron River, and that's really the most northerly point on this side of the Australian continent that I go. And having done that climb before, I knew it was going to be a long, hard slog, and that was true. I was fortunate that the gradient wasn't too bad, so I didn't have to get off and walk anywhere. I just kept plugging away slowly. Lots of switchbacks, winding road, a huge amount of tourist traffic, but generally enough room for me to get by quite comfortably. And luxuriant rainforest all around. A few waterfalls, that kind of thing. Well, where waterfalls would be if it was raining. From Kuranda, you keep climbing essentially up till the Atherton Tableland, which is where I am now. And I guess the Atherton Tableland's dimensions are something like 100 kilometres long by 50 kilometres wide, sort of a plateau, although like most plateaus it's not flat on the top. And because of its altitude, it's a little bit cooler up here. Still gets a reasonable amount of rainfall, and they can pretty much grow anything they want up here. So there's every kind of fruit and vegetable imaginable being sold from stalls along the way. Coffee plantations, you name it. It's a really interesting area. Quite closely settled. Mareeba claims to be where the rainforest meets the outback, which is probably a pretty fair definition, because there's patches of rainforest and then there's other parts which look quite arid, like the outback, even down to the metre high termite mounds that you find in the outback. So now I'm heading for Atherton. I called ahead and booked a motel. The lady there called me back just to make sure I knew how to find it. It's not all that cheap, but at least I know I've got a bed for the night. Whilst, like I said, I'm not enjoying this climb, which is continuing to go up, and I know I've got another climb yet before I actually get to Atherton. Tomorrow morning I'll be very glad it's out of the way, because there's still a fair bit of climbing to do from Atherton until I reach the highest point in the Atherton Tableland, and then near a place called Raventoe, and then swing west. And by tomorrow night I'll be well into the Queensland outback. And I'll certainly be enjoying a lot less traffic than I'm dealing with today, and have been dealing with ever since I left the Central Coast. So it'll be a new scene. I'm quite looking forward to getting out there. I'm hoping the kilometres are a bit easier in the outback. It's never flat, but the undulations are usually pretty gentle, and not much traffic. You just roll along. One thing, I did stop for after Kuranda. I can't remember the name, but there was a little general store that was like the centre of community activity for some area, and I was due for a drink, so I stopped for my traditional 3/4 of a litre of iced coffee to keep me awake for this last stretch, and an ice cream, and sat outside the store, and it was school's out time. And it was, just looking across the road, there's a policeman stopped a few cars, breathalysing them going the other way. Anyway, I stopped at this store and got my iced coffee and my ice cream, and sat down outside. And while I was there, and just before I'd arrived, various buses from different schools were depositing kids, and kids all sort of milling around the store, and then parents turning up to pick them up and take them home. So they were from all different schools. There were a couple of young boys, part Aboriginal I would say, who were very interested in my bike. One in particular asked me where I'd come from, and when I said Sydney, he said, "No way, you must have been about 8. And he said, "Where are you going?" I said, "Around Australia," and his eyes nearly bugged out. He said, "No way, you're kidding me." They were very interested in the gear, wanted to touch everything. And I chatted to them for a while, just enjoying watching everybody come and go, just a part of life in that part of the world. Every afternoon the same things happen, I imagine. Okay, that's it for now.